You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecheleza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akulise na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulalele Madiba's Radio.
Niko checheleza Madiba's Radio.
Oregije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
You know what time it is. Hello and welcome back to Madiba's Radio Podcast, the best campus radio station in the Bay. The name is Sherith Lucas, but as usual, you can call me Sherry.
And of course, she is not alone. I am Yemkele Tlatyana, but Miss Yen's XTU. We bring you nothing but the best of the podcast. And of course, we bring you nothing but entertainment all the way from recess.
How was your recess?
A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
Really?
But we're so happy to be back.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Can we just dust the mics off? It's been a while.
We haven't been here in so long.
Oh man, I actually missed the studio.
I did too.
We missed it. And of course, we all know that the semester has started. Recess is over.
And the semester is short.
Yeah, very short.
It's coming
very quickly. And I hope you enjoyed the break, but it is time to bounce back. Lock in and make this semester count.
And of course, we bring you nothing but the very best here at Studio. We have the scoop of the day where we inform you on what's trending and making headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Drive Spotlight, where we are beaming light on someone or people making big moves in the industry.
Yes, of course, we have celebrity shenanigans.
Can't wait to hear all about it.
From USA to Mzansi, guys. We have the scoop for you. We have the scoop. So, you know, for all my Nicki fans out there, for all the Nicki fans, you know, at some point, fans need to learn how to separate music from the artist at this point. You know, nowadays, artists are coming up with new things every day to upset fans.
Yeah.
So, Nicki Minaj has recently been in a feud on Twitter, with SZA. What do you think about that? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I'm a Nicki fan, so whatever she does, I stand by her.
I mean danger, guys. But basically what happened was Nicki Minaj, you know, Nicki Minaj, she's not known to be beefing with celebrities lately. So she released a tweet accusing TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, of bullying. And SZA commented to Nicki's tweet with, I'm going to read it for you.
Okay.
Mercury retrograde, don't take the bait, lol, silly goose. And I actually laughed at this, guys. So what's really funny is how Nicki countered it. So she responded, I'm not going to read everything because it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot, guys. It was a lot. But she responded with, go draw your freckles back on Bookie.
Oh.
I actually read all of the tweets, like the back and forth between them, and it was actually so funny. It was, I don't even know what to say about it, but celebrities are crazy nowadays. And SZA ended it with, let me go back to being calm, shy, meek. Y'all have a blessed day. See you tomorrow for night two in Paris. Obviously, she's on a tour.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
As once again, Twitter is always the culprit.
Twitter. Mm. On the streets of Twitter, it's always nothing but feud and everything shenanigans.
Everything crazy.
But nonetheless, let's get on to Beyoncé's team deals with a music theft crisis. As you all know, days before her Atlanta performance on the Cowboy Carter, Beyoncé and her choreographers were victims of a car break-in. The thieves stole drives containing unreleased music, show footage, and set lists from a rental vehicle. Atlanta police have identified a suspect and issued an arrest warrant, but no arrests have been made as of yet. But despite the setback, Beyoncé proceeded with her scheduled performances. Have you seen the tour, though?
Mm-hmm. The girlies have been going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been seeing, like, so on social media, the glamorous outfits, the fan videos.
The girlies, Blue Ivy.
Yeah, the girlies are not holding back.
Yeah, I love it. Such a beautiful tour. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, and who would have thought that she would be a victim of music theft? It's actually very upsetting.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
Yeah.
But getting on to it, we have Gagasi FM presenter Mini Dooley steps back. If you're a Real Housewives fan, then we are on to the drama. Gagasi FM presenter Mini Dooley has stepped back from her morning show duties following a heated altercation with co-star Londi London on the Real Housewives of Durban reunion. Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Did you see it? Let's talk about it. Let's unpack. Did you see the provocation that Mini did?
No,
what do you think of that? So what happened was they were having a conversation, a bit of conflict. Mm-hmm. So Mini stood up and started poking Londi's forehead.
Oh yes, I know what you're referring
to. Started poking Londi's forehead. What would you have done if you were in Londi's shoes?
Honestly, I probably would have started crying. I'm such a crybaby, and really? I've never been in a physical conflict with anyone mm-hmm. ever. But I do believe if I ever were in one, I would definitely start crying. But it was intense.
But
Londi's fierce, though.
I love her calm spirit. Yeah, she was all calm and collected about it. If it was me, she wouldn't have poked me for the second time. She would have never poked me for the second time.
Forget the second time. I think there were at least four pokes.
Yeah, it was at least four pokes or five.
There were at least four pokes. Oh, my goodness.
But nonetheless, the incident, which became physical, mm-hmm. led to Londi threatening legal action against Mini. Dooley issued a public apology expressing regret for her actions, while Gagasi FM condemned the behavior and announced Nkuli Mbatha as her temporary replacement. Mm-hmm. I know we're not supposed to be, you know, dragging people down and waiting for their downfall, but I just want them to remove her from the show. Yeah. So that she can see what she did was completely wrong and out of line.
Yeah, only time will tell exactly if she is permanently taken off the mm-hmm. morning show duties or not. But Gagasi FM has condemned her behavior, so I feel like it is kind of official, don't you think?
But I feel like they're not taking enough action. I'm not saying that they should fire her or whatever, but they're not taking enough action. I mean, that was physical.
It was
And it could have gotten worse.
Yeah, and fans are saying like, oh no, it's just reality TV, it's not real life. Actually, this thing, like this whole feud, which actually, do you know how it started?
How did it start?
It started with a dress, like it literally started with a dress. So Mini accused Londi of insulting her dress. Mm-hmm. And obviously, her dress is really big. I think it was pink.
Apparently it broke a glass, right?
Yeah, it broke a glass. I think that's really what intensified this thing.
All for a dress.
Yeah.
Getting physical all for a dress.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Londi laughed, and then afterwards Mini obviously got offense, like mm-hmm. caught offense of it. And I think that's how it started, yeah. And she also said, your dress has wings. I was actually in tears.
Okay, that was a bit extreme of Londi. But nonetheless, it didn't have to get physical like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, Londi did threaten with legal action. I haven't seen where that is going or how it's going yet. Mm-hmm. And they demanded that Mini does a public apology video, even though she wrote a statement, but the lawyers are demanding a video, and we haven't seen more of that.
But there's so many implications for this thing, you know?
Yeah.
She's now risking her job at Gagasi FM.
Mm-hmm.
And they've now already spoken out about her and publicly condemned her.
Her reputation is on the line.
Yeah, and there's a potential lawsuit waiting
and
to happen.
And no one will want to work with such a person because we've all seen how physical she can get when she's angry.
Mm. Hopefully Londi London doesn't pursue the matter further, because I feel like
I hope she does.
You mean you want to know how it goes down?
Yeah, I want to know how it goes down. But nonetheless, let's get to more tea about Tiro Lokale, which... Oh, I love this topic. Tiro Lokale spills the tea on her parents' refusal on Bumelelo Mseleku's proposal, which was long overdue. They should have done that a long time ago. They should have stopped the relationship from the beginning.
Yeah.
Bumelelo Mseleku shocked viewers of Izingane's Istanbul, myself included in those viewers.
Yeah, we were
by
shocked.
By paying Lobola for his second girlfriend, Amahle Xasela, before his first Tiro Lokale.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bumelelo... I think that was the last season. The last season, he said that he wanted to marry a virgin girl before his first two baby mamas.
Yeah.
Right? So now he proceeded and went behind Tirelo's back and got married to another. Okay, they're not married yet, but paid dowry to his current girlfriend.
Mm.
Isn't that betrayal?
It really is, eh?
Like, that's cruelty.
And actually, I watched some of her live,
mm-hmm.
where she comes out and tells the tea of everything,
mm-hmm.
of how her parents refused the proposal.
I think on the second or third episode, she was singing a song that her heart should be at ease with everything that is going on. I was like, yeah, it's going down. It's definitely going down.
Yeah, yeah, she's definitely going through it.
Oh, man. But this move, made without Gala's knowledge, makes Xolisa the first official wife. Imagine being a girlfriend to this person for 3+ years, and then someone else comes after you, and she is the one that is about to be put the ring on before you, while you were there for like 5+ years.
Yeah.
And this person just came along 3 months ago, and she's already getting married before you. Imagine such humiliation. God. I think Bumelelo hates Direlo.
Yeah.
I think he does.
I mean, his actions definitely gives a contradiction.
Yeah, and there was one of those episodes, he said that Direlo is now acting like Ipubesi, meaning a lion. I felt like he is now opening a platform of bullying and disrespect for the new girlfriend towards Direlo, because the new girlfriend also said that Direlo is indeed acting like a lion.
Wow.
See how intense that is.
Do you think they'd be able to salvage that relationship?
No. You see, they're not...
You're confident. You're like, no.
No. I don't even want to lie. They are definitely not bouncing back on this one.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Gale's family had previously rejected Mselegu's lobola offer due to concerns about her education, unemployment, and relationship issues. Gale later expressed her heartbreak and sense of betrayal, revealing deep cracks in their relationship, which has grown increasingly strained since the show aired. I think she cried on the very first episode of the show. Imagine that.
Already.
The coming up episodes, what's going to happen?
I don't know. Every time I hear anything about this show, it's literally her going through the most.
I wouldn't say I like it. I don't want to sound like a person that doesn't have empathy or sympathy.
Yeah.
But when it was Vuyokazi's turn, Bumelelo's first baby mama, Direlo was acting the very same way that this new wife is acting. So now Karma has knocked on her door as well. And I like it. I'm here for it.
No, I actually get your perspective on this.
See? Yeah, so we cannot really empathize with her. She brought this upon herself. There's really nothing much that we can say. She really brought this upon herself.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm an Instagram fan, and Tyler's Is It single has been all over my For You page.
Really?
Yes, 24/7. So if you guys have heard, if you haven't heard, please listen. Please go ahead and listen to Tyler's
Is It. I'm definitely one of the people that haven't listened.
Please go ahead and do that. So Tyler's We Wanna Dance mixtape release. So Is It has definitely broken records from 1.2 million Spotify streams on its first day of release.
Really?
That's crazy.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah, I actually also need to listen to it fully. Because you know the habit of like listening.
Yeah, listening to those small TikTok clips.
And then you're like, oh, this song is fire. Yeah.
And then you get to hear the song, and the song is actually not fire.
And you hear the end. Mm-hmm. And then while you're listening to the song, you hear the little trendy bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's definitely something that happens to me all the time.
Anyway, let's get on to our Diva Convo, our ultimate question, where we ask, would you stay in a relationship if your partner pursued polygamy without your consent? Once again, would you stay in a relationship if your partner pursued polygamy without your consent?
Honestly, this is why I'm so sad about this question, is because it would have been such a good question to have the listeners engage in and hear their opinions, and then, you know, go back and forth.
They can leave their opinions in the comment section, because we definitely want to know what you guys think of this.
Yeah, please let us know what you think of, and once again, the question is,
and you know, I'm taking back this question to Direlo's situation in Inganise's Tembo, as Bumelelo went behind her back and went to pay dowry for another woman without her knowing.
Yeah, and it's a very popular scenario. I mean, I watched this clip of Married at First Sight in Zansi.
Yeah, that's my favorite show.
Married at First Sight, mm-hmm. Zanti, and yeah. I can't remember the couple's name, but they had a spa date, and the man asked, like, you know, that are is, you okay? What are your
That is views? The guy that is a senior IT analyst.
Yeah.
And the lady that, what does she do? I forgot what she does.
Yeah,
but yeah, the two of them.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
Yeah, and she was really upset about it. And I just thought to myself, like, because now they're already married.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, that's the thing what things, shows like these. You can't ask these types of questions before the time.
I felt like it's also a trigger because why would you ask that?
Oh my goodness.
If you don't want it, why would you ask about it?
Yeah, and the vibes, the atmosphere was so nice, romantic. They were having a spa date.
Do you feel like they are compatible?
I don't know, honestly.
I feel like they're not compatible.
I think I need to watch more of the show and kind of get their personalities better.
For me, the only couple that I vouch for is the first one. I think, no, it's not Portia. Mm. I forgot their names, but the very first people to get married on the show.
Yeah.
They're the ones that I'm vouching for. I feel like they're compatible. They enjoy each other's time. Mm. They're just lovely.
Yeah. Chemistry.
Yeah, there's chemistry. There's chemistry in between them.
Honestly, I was completely shocked and I was on the floor again because she was obviously upset.
Yeah, she was very upset about it.
She was very upset, and later on he asked her again, like, are you okay? Like, they were at dinner and he was like, what's up? You looked really mad. You want to talk about it? And she was like, no. And then I think she also went on to say that polygamy is in you. She was really mad.
Yeah, because why would he ask that? To begin with, why would he ask it if he's not interested in it?
Yeah.
Why would he ask about it?
And to make it worse, at the end they asked, somebody backstage asked, do you want polygamy? And he couldn't answer the question. He wants it.
He wants it.
You can see it on his face. Obviously, he didn't want to admit it because now it has created conflict between the both, you know, the both, mm-hmm, of,
the
them.
Both of them.
Yeah, and it is obviously a TV show. They need to seem united.
But nonetheless, Sherith, what do you think of our Diva Convo question?
Hey.
What's your opinion? Mm. I'd like to hear your opinion.
I'd like to be very honest. Hey. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest.
Brutally honest. Let's hear about it.
So I definitely think it's a violation of mutual agreement. Mm-hmm. It's I would consider it cheating. And you know.
Yeah, it is cheating.
Yeah, and let's remember what polygamy really is. It's the practice of having more than one spouse at the same time.
Exactly.
And if this is not done with consent, it is definitely cheating.
Infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I wouldn't stay. It's not even up for discussion. I'd take my things and leave. I don't want explanations. The fact that you can look at the second person, it means that you were never mine. Mm. You were still looking for something outside that you couldn't find in me.
Yeah.
And now you found it, so you can definitely stay with your lady and not include me in it.
Wow, honestly, I don't think I'd ever be able to understand the appeal because you want that one person that is for you. But now there are more people coming into the picture.
Let me ask, do you believe in soulmates? Do you believe that there is a thing that...
It's a very strange concept to
Yes.
me.
I feel like it's a very strange concept for me as well. And I don't believe that a person has their own soulmate.
Mm.
Or maybe some do.
It sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, yes. That's the correct phrase. It sounds too good to be true.
I feel like many people have a lot of chemistry. They're different... how can I say? They're different elements that make people... get along with each other and mm-hmm. seem like they would really do well together. But honestly, to say soulmates
is a thing. Soulmates are a thing. I'm definitely not sure about it too. So hence I'm asking this mm-hmm. because if there is a thing called soulmates, you're supposed to have one soulmate, right? You're not supposed to have two.
Yeah.
Then if you have two, then there is no such called soulmates.
Yeah.
If you can have two partners, then there's really nothing called soulmates. You cannot be soulmates with two people.
I don't know. I really... You know, there are a lot of... I don't want to... Because obviously, the listeners, they have their own opinions mm-hmm. of polygamy. We have our own opinions of polygamy. But I would like to just point out that there are purposes of polygamy in some instances. Like, you know, cultural traditions and social structure. I mean... in some communities having multiple spouses, mm-hmm. you know, for them, it's more of like more hands to work, you know, and tend to livestock and all those other things. There are different reasons why people go into polygamy.
However,
some,
not me,
some do have the right reasons of going into polygamy, culturally wise, of course.
Mm.
But I still feel like that's oppression.
You
According
think so?
To me, that's oppression. The fact that men are the only people that can pursue polygamy, that's oppression and that's inequality. I'm done.
You're saying ladies should also be allowed?
Yes, why not? Why not? We should. What is done on the other hand should be done on the second hand.
So you want Chris Pratt and you want Tom Holland and you want
Keith
all three.
Powers, of course. Of course, why not? If men can have it, why can't we as women have it? Why is it biased? Why is it only done on one side? I really hate this polygamy chit-chat thingy.
Yeah.
And that men are the only ones that are supposed to pursue it.
Yeah. And of course, this is a tradition that's been passed on from generations. You know, in some religions and some cultures.
In some cultures, it's sacred and they are supposed to do it. But now people are overdoing it and justifying cheating with it.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about it.
I think we should actually just remember why they started doing that in the first place.
Exactly.
And the real purpose of it. And not make abuse the term.
Yeah, they're definitely abusing the term.
In the name of cheating and being disloyal.
Yeah, having multiple partners and calling it polygamy. That's not polygamy. That's you not, I don't know what to call it, but you not being able to satisfy or being satisfied with one person.
Yeah, what do the listeners think? I'm really curious to find out.
I definitely want to know
please
what
do
they think as
comment,
well.
Leave
your comments.
Yeah, please.
Tell us
know.
What you think about polygamy. Are we the only ones that despise polygamy or there's more of us?
Yeah, and if you're scared, like if you're thinking, hey, it's not legal in South Africa, it is, eh?
Yeah, it is legal.
It's very legal in South Africa if it's under the customary law. So a man can marry more than one wife if the marriage follows African customary traditions.
Can a woman marry more than once?
I don't.
Why not? I'm really interested. Why not? Why can't we as women marry more than once? Why can't we have two husbands?
If it's legal.
Or three.
Let's edit. Let's edit some of that and just like,
yeah,
you know.
I need to find out.
Let's incorporate women there.
But nonetheless, upcoming events in PE, let us plug you with events that will be going down this weekend and the following weekend here at PE Gqeberha. On the first one, we have the 2025 Madiba's Road Race, which will be on the 26th of July. Join the half marathon, 10 kilometers, 5 kilometers, fun run at Madiba's South Campus. Samastrand. So if you're a runner, if you like jogging, if you like running, this one is for you.
Yes.
And of course, the race details are as follows. Race starts at 7 a.m., which is 21.1 kilometers and 10 kilometers, and 7:30 a.m., which will be the 5-kilometer race. First 100 online entrants in 21.1 kilometers and 10 kilometers get free t-shirts. Race number collection on the 25th of July from 4 to 7 p.m. Once again, on the 25th of July, 4 to 7 p.m. and on the 26th of July, 5:30 to 6:45 a.m. Entry fees from 50 rands. Contact Bernard at 076-402-7317. That is 076-402-7317. And Graham at 072-650-6551. 072-650-6551 for more information.
Grab your fitness, buddy.
Yeah.
And it's definitely at our doorstep. I think we need to make an effort to go.
Yeah, we can go, but I'm not joining the race. I am not.
Just to chill on the side, you know?
Yeah, just vouch for people running.
I'll be there
vouching for you guys.
Yeah, Diva Drive loves to keep you updated on the latest events.
Definitely.
In VQ, please. Go.
Come, connect, inform, socialize, and meet people.
Some
I also
of us
want
are
to
in
become.
Our fitness era, hey?
I was about to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. I want to become a fitness bunny, but I don't know where to start.
And I need a partner that's committed.
Same.
I've been using my mom as a placeholder. Sorry, mm-hmm. mom. But she's been my fitness buddy. But, you know, sometimes she's busy.
Yeah.
Hey, and I also get so lazy. So if she's busy, then I'm busy with whatever I'm doing.
I'm definitely starting next week.
You know?
Next week.
New semester.
New me.
New goals.
New habits. Yes. New goals.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us on another amazing.
And amazing. We are back with bangers as usual. So mm-hmm. do catch us on the next episode of the Diva Drive podcast, where we connect, inform, and engage once again. My name is Yamgila Tlatyana, but Miss Yam's X to you.
Mm-hmm. And please remember that is a new semester, new grind. Please sharpen your focus and
yes,
set
please.
Your goals. And remember, how you finish the year starts right now. My name is Sherid Lucas. Thank you so much for joining us. And off to another episode. Thank you. Bye. Love you.
The best youth station in the Bay. Mativa's Radio.